You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Lisa T here, Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship. How is everybody feeling? We're in the lead up to the Sagittarian blue moon. And why is it a blue moon? It's once in a blue moon, isn't it, that we have two full moons in one calendar month. But when we look at the Mayan month, Mayan calendar, we actually, it isn't a blue moon. So there's always controversy around everything in the world, but we're going to call it a blue moon, and we're going to call it a Sagittarian blue moon in the fire sign. So that's our creativity. It's ramping up, feeling that energy on the back of being in Taurus, very grounded, and grounded that we are at this present time. So this is actually about being grounded into who you are and allowing your creativity, allowing the fire to come in, even though you're rooted in your beliefs, but to lift it up and manifest it. I just love blue moons. And we're talking like last week how we're doing our cleansings and clearings. We're in the middle of transitioning, halfway through a 1 year, and it's nearly smack bang in the middle. And when we look to this, and I'm talking about last week about clearing out the energy, we look to think, well, okay, how do we clear out in a blue moon? The blue moon also signifies a lot of balance within us at this time, listening to the communications that you were getting coming through to yourself. There is releasing. With a blue moon, sometimes you'll think, oh, okay, or with any moon, it's all about releasing. But we actually are doing a little bit of showing up for ourselves and releasing out into the world who we are and who we came to be. There is no right or wrong way. Just get that fire happening. I just love it. Just love this energy. I've noticed there's a bit of a pattern going around with my clients. Relationships, few relationships ending, but that's okay. But they're also losing the old relationship of themselves. And I do love that, because when we let go and we totally cut these cords, we'll find that new people come in. We've got Marcia coming through. How are you going today? Lovely to hear from you. Oh, Rumi, sorry.
Thank you.
How are you?
Thank you, Marcy.
You're from Rooney. Lovely. Lovely to speak to you today. Yeah. How's the energy been with you at this time?
It's a little bit, it's been kind of on the funky side.
Funky side, that's a good word. I was using a bit antsy there with a few this morning. They were feeling antsy. You're feeling a little bit funky. Oh, I love that. And were you after some beautiful insights today, connection? What would you like out of your time with me?
Yes. Some beautiful insights would do me good.
And there's a lot of change up around you too, so I feel it will do you good. The moment I feel that your energy is about to lift up, I got the word explode, so that's good, because you're actually doing a lot of shedding around you at the moment, and when we look at this, the activity that's coming through, I keep getting the communication that you need to be able to communicate with yourself more, not listening to the chitter-chatter that's coming with you and around the people that you are letting into your field. Does that make sense? Because I feel I need to be cutting those cords, letting them. I just feel that their words don't need to mean much to you at this point in time. Don't take it to heart. That makes sense.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. There is a ramp up. Oh, okay. A ramp up around your work, around how you earn your money. And that is going to be, I get the word pleasure. So it's going to be a pleasure how you make your money, the way that the money comes in. It's about letting go of control of yourself now, because you have a lot of creative juices flowing through here. So use your passions to help you ramp up your money, because there's a lot of pleasure around your work. Do you meditate a lot? Because I feel that you need to be dropping in. If you don't meditate, you can dance and really lift that energy up, because they're showing me here, Marcy, it's about you standing right up for yourself now, actually enjoying your life. It's like a soul's calling. It's like you're helping a lot more people as you help yourself. So discarding a lot of the energy that you have been around, that you've been focusing on, ramping yourself up. I love that for you. I've got a man around you in spirit. He's very becoming. He's very forthright. So I get like more of a lunge towards you. So I love his energy. Do you know who that would be? It's like he's telling me he's very forthright, but he's lunging. Forthright. Feel forthright in personality. Would that make sense? I'm forthright. There's a word I'm getting very strongly. Or are you very forthright?
I didn't think so, but it seems like
who
an
is
old...
the person? Sorry?
Who is what?
Who do you find forthright? He's coming back at his head again. He's scratching his head. So obviously something happened with his head. He's either very forthright in his thinking, in the way he is. He's telling me to tell you just to keep letting go of the self-control. So when you're talking about ego, sometimes it's good to come in and trust your intuition, connect up there. Or because you're very healing. I'm loving his energy is lunging. It keeps like he wants to lunge in and give you a big hug.
Oh, it's so nice.
He's a very calming person, but he's very, I'm going to get the word astute. Oh, he's got some nice words he's throwing at me. Do you know who he would be?
Not really. I mean, there's so many possibilities.
That's all right. He's around your mother. He's telling me he's around your mother. Interesting.
My biological mother?
Oh, you've got a biological mother.
The good mother, or... It was a mother I would say
if you don't know who this person, when you said biological mother, I got, yes, your mother. So when you don't know him, I'd probably say more so around the biological mother.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that could be her father.
Her father. Okay. Yeah. Because to me, he's lunging towards you. He's wrapping his arms around you. So, yes, that will make sense, because he wants to be part of you. He wants to meet you. He wants you to know that he's around. So maybe it's about connecting or talking, bringing his essence into your heart. Because when I look at him and he's using the words that he's using, I think he used the astute, and I can't remember because I'm channeling. There was another one that, what was it, forthright? Yes, it was.
Forthright,
Yeah. Wouldn't that make sense? Around your mother, around him, around you with what's going on there. And for you to stand up, for you to release things, because it's okay to release things. Oh, the orbs floating around here. Yeah. Because you're such a sweet heart. You've got a beautiful heart. And so with your sweet heart, sometimes we need to protect it. Don't live in the past. Oh, I love that for you. Are you in a nice marriage? Because if you aren't, you will be, because I got the two hearts very close to you. I feel it's yours and another's.
I've been in a long relationship that has not been good.
But showing you here that there is a beautiful long relationship or nice relationship coming into you. And when I pull apart, it's very hard with energy for me to bring this relationship, these two hearts. It's very hard for me to break them, break the energy. So that's good. It's something to really look forward to. So me, the relationship you're in that was long, that was not good, cut that relationship, even cutting cords to people around it, okay? Because we were talking about that earlier. Sometimes when we do mediumship and we have to put everything together, go back through and listen to this and you'll decipher it. Because there's a lot of goodness in what he was saying, the way that it's coming through. I hope that this helped you, Marcy. I hope it gave you some insight, but I love the fact that he's around and I love the fact that there's so much strong love coming into you. You deserve this. Even with your work, your money, everything's all lifting up.